All right, so in the school of keeping it real, in 24 minutes we have dun, 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 the beginning of the football season. Dun, 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 dun. By the way, it's amazing, man. I'll make it slightly political here. You know they brought Hank Williams Jr. back?
Did they really?
Yes.
What?
Yes, they're unbelievable. They're like, it's Trump time. So
I don't even know who that is. Who is that?
It was the country singer who said like outrageous, terrible things about Barack Obama. Obama.
So when you say they brought
Obama.
So they brought him back in what form?
So he's just go back to singing the intro to Monday Night Football. So Rush Limbaugh on the right wing and say ESPN is too liberal. Then no, it's ESPN, ABC, Disney. They brought him back. They're like, oh, it's racist time. So it's fine. He was racist against Obama. Now that's in. So yeah, he's back.
So when you say he's gonna sing, like
they sing the opening thing in the beginning of Monday Night Football. All my router friends are here tonight, which by the way, I have to confess, I really loved. Okay, as a song and as a theme, etc. And then they have all these other like weak sauce people singing it. Okay, it should be a country guy who sings that. Let's just be fair, and America is America, okay? Football is football. But not that guy. I don't know, bring back Hank Williams III or something. Go to another country singer. You know, bring in Willie Nelson. I don't know, but not that guy.
I'm gonna ask a super inappropriate question. But is, and Bart will know this, is Bob Seger still alive? He is, right? Yeah, they should have Bob Seger do it.
Yeah, he's gonna be playing at the Forum in about a week or so.
I fucking love Bob Seger. That's
awesome.
And I don't wanna know about his politics because I'm worried that it's gonna be stuff that I don't
like.
I
have all this like great country music on my iPhone. It's funny, I like country music, I like folk music.
I don't like country music, but yeah, I love Bob Seger.
I don't like modern day country music so much. I like the old school guys, you know, Johnny Cash and then the folk stuff like Cotton Eye Joe and Devil Went Down to Georgia. Mm-hmm. Pro so into Devil that Went Down to Georgia. Mm-hmm. And I even like, and it's not really country, but Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sweet Home Alabama, even though it's terrible lyrics.
Terrible, yeah.
Okay. I made up for it by having Man in Black in, which is like the most liberal song ever, and it's by a country singer, it's by Johnny Cash. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so let's keep it quick. First stuff is about jogging. It's funny, like I went to lunch when last time I was in New York with a mainstream media reporter who's a really good guy. And it was a really nice day in New York. We were sitting out on the street, on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. Not on the street, that would be very dangerous in New York. Okay, let alone anywhere else. But anyway, on the sidewalk, and people kept coming by and stopping and talking to me. And he's a pretty big guy. And so like he was like, what is this, right? And it's funny because if you don't experience it, they just can't get, and he's a, like I said, good guy, smart guy. It's not his fault. Mm-hmm. They can't get through their head that, well, you're mainly on YouTube. That can't be, until they see him, they're like, what the hell's going on, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so when I go out jogging, 1 to 2 times on a 30-minute jog, from like balconies and from cars that are driving by, hey, TYT, Young Turks, Cenk, right? And it's like, if it just stays right there and doesn't get any bigger, mm-hmm, for better or for worse, it's kind of awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, I love it when you guys do that, so bless your hearts. Mm-hmm. That feels really great. I'm like, yep, and I'm usually a hot mess. Like I jog in the morning a lot of times, I haven't taken a shower yet. Oh, I got the stubble, the hair's all over the place. Mm-hmm. But people are like, Cenk, go get him. Okay.
Well, the people that love the show, I would argue, don't love it because of your good looks. Like it's not, oh, like, it's not like they're
okay,
gonna be like.
So that happened. So that happened.
Well, I'm not throwing you under the bus. I'm just saying. Maybe I'm throwing you under the bus.
No, Anna, you've never said anything more obvious than that. I think I'm pretty aware of that. So, which leads me to the second part of the jogging story, which is, it happened again. I've said this before. There was a woman, middle-aged woman. She looks at me jogging by, and she like does a one over, like just looks at me. And I wish I remembered her exact line, but she says something along the lines of like, "You go get him," like, or it was like, and I've heard all these, "Hang in there." I'm like, "What do you mean hang in there? I'm in the middle of my jog." What was? But she looks at me and goes, "This guy, he's obviously about to pass out." Right? So like, this is his first time jogging, obviously.
Yeah.
She's like, "Hang in there. You almost got it."
That is too funny.
It happens all the time. And everybody who says it is well-meaning, right?
Yeah.
And those people don't know me. Those are the people who are just like nice people in the street. Yeah. And they're like,
they're just trying to encourage you to
keep
going.
They're like, this guy obviously needs to do this, has never done it before. So I want to give him a little attaboy. She might have even literally said attaboy. Keep it going.
God, I really love running. Mm-hmm. I wish I had more time to do it. And I wish I lived in West Hollywood still.
Said that before? Oh, that's breaking news, everybody. Breaking news.
Because it's hilly and it's more challenging. And
I want less challenging.
No.
I drive out of my way to go to Beverly Hills to run there because it's flat. And you got a nice big 4 mile circle that's flat.
Boring. Like where I'm running now. And I haven't been running as often because I just don't like how flat and boring it is. It's just super flat. And also, okay. So
you like to challenge yourself too much.
I know, but here's the thing. If I'm gonna take the time to exercise, I wanna do something that's gonna be worth it, right?
Yeah.
Like I feel like when you're running on flat land, it's not that great.
It's fine. It's fine. Just go out there and do anything.
I wanna work out those glutes.
Okay.
Okay.
Ain't nobody got time to worry about glutes when you're me. Okay,
up.
Well, I'm more worried about it. As my kids say, you know what my kids call me? Big Belly Baba.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't mind at all. It's cute. So that I got
to
worry about that.
Call me dad.
Oh, yeah, could you imagine?
Yeah, I wouldn't like it. But I was going to say something. Oh, okay. So I forgot. Anyway.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. Like,
so me, look, I think just get out there and do something. It's way better. And that's why I'm, despite being disastrously overweight, I'm in good shape and I'm healthy. When I go to the checkups, I test really well. It's because it doesn't really matter too much. You can work out, you can lift weights, you can play basketball, you could run. I do all these things. I even did a Casper-like power walk the other day.
Power walks are great.
Okay. Just as long as you're moving.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Okay, I remember what I was gonna say. So if you run out in a city, right, obviously there are certain risks that you take because you're out. And when I used to go jogging in West Hollywood, I would argue that the biggest risk was there was a pretty big homeless population, and they were specifically homeless individuals that had severe mental illnesses. Mm-hmm. So there was this one time when I was running, and there was a homeless guy coming at me with a belt with something heavy tied to the end of
Jesus.
It. And he had it swinging and he was like coming at me as he was swinging it.
Oh my God.
So I'm you're gonna make fun of me because of that race, but I'm a pretty fast runner. Cause at that time I was, especially cause I was running more regularly. I don't know how fast I am now cause I haven't really been running as regularly as I did before. Anyway, luckily I ran in the other direction. I lost him and it was fine. And the funny thing is I'm now in an area that doesn't have that threat. But the threat that it does have is Armenians and Persians in BMWs. Okay? And so I had a conversation.
By the way, Beverly Hills has the same problem. It's Persians and Saudis.
Yeah.
In Ferraris and Lamborghinis.
Let's say like vaguely Middle Eastern people in sports cars. Okay?
Yeah.
They are the biggest threat to Angelenos. Because they drive so incredibly recklessly.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
young,
what are you doing?
They're maniacs.
They're all young. They all have insanely expensive cars. And they do not look like to make sure that there's no pedestrian or whatever. And so I can't tell you how many times I almost got run over since moving to this new place. And I'm like, oh, wow. So mentally ill homeless people who are coming at me with heavy objects made me feel a little safer than the drivers in this area.
And I don't want you to get me wrong, I don't live in Beverly Hills. But like I said, it's flat and it's got a nice circle. So I go there every once in a while. And it's got really wide streets. I realize that's what rich people like, really wide streets. And it makes sense. It looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That makes a giant difference. But that allows the Saudis to drag race there. Remember we did that story?
Uh-huh.
And then they almost ran some people over, etc. And God, that stuff is so loud and annoying.
Oh, totally.
They have no regard for other people. Oh, shut the fuck up. I got it. You're rich. You didn't earn any of it. I'm not at all impressed.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. Okay, so one more thing before we wrap it up. What would you have done in the poo situation?
Oh, okay. So in the poo situation, now this was the story for those of you who might have missed it, where a woman goes on a first date with a guy. They go back to his place and she has to use the bathroom. She uses his bathroom, she poos, and the toilet doesn't flush. So she threw the poo out the window and then it got stuck. And then when she tried to retrieve it, she got stuck in the windowsill. Firefighters had to come and save her. Okay, so what would I have done if I had to use the bathroom and the toilet didn't flush? First of all, I would do anything and everything to avoid using his bathroom for that purpose, right? Like, if it's really bad and I don't want to end the date, I would say, "Hey, I'll be right back. I gotta go to my car," or I'll find some excuse to leave and find some other facility and use that, and then I'd come back. Okay? If I had already used that bathroom and that situation is there and it's not flushing, I would go back into the room and I'd be like, "Hey, I don't mean to embarrass you or anything, but like I just use a bathroom and I noticed that there's like you forgot something in there." And I would
say, you're crazy. What an insane lie. I didn't see that coming at all. Like a red wedding or a brown wedding.
Because look, but here's the reality, okay? Like a man is, I would argue, less embarrassed about that than a woman is. So like he might get a little embarrassed, but he'll get over it real quick, right? Whereas a woman, it's like, oh my God, but women don't use the bathroom.
Right, you know what I mean? You guys are like Kim Jong-un, you don't have anuses, right?
No, I would die. You know that, okay, this is a ridiculous admission, but just to tell you how embarrassed I would be and why I would use that strategy. I've been living with Christian for several years. I refuse to let him ever hear me fart. He has never heard me. Like, I can't. Like, I'm embarrassed. He's my husband. I'm gonna live with him for the rest of my life, hopefully. But I just can't do it. Whereas Christian, he don't give a fuck. Like, early on, like, day two of dating, he's like, like I can't letting her rip. And it's just because guys don't care as much as women do. Women get embarrassed. And maybe they shouldn't, but I do. And so yeah, I would die. I would.
That's funny. Okay, so what would I do? First of all, you're right, I don't care that much. Like on dates, I do that all the time. I'm like, literally shit happens. Okay. And sometimes it'd be tiny apartments. I'm like, what am I gonna do? Okay, when you gotta go, you gotta go. And so of course I wouldn't lie. I'd go out there and I'd be like, we're gonna need a plunger and I'm gonna need to do this myself. So if you don't own a plunger, I'm gonna have to go outside and buy one, okay? And whatever it takes, do not enter the premises, okay? Mm-hmm. Now it's your fault because your toilet isn't working, but it's okay. I got this. I mean, at that point, you see, like, there's a point I cross where I feel like all is lost anyway. So there's nothing you could do. Mm-hmm. It's actually all gravy from there.
Yeah.
Because at that point, if I'm on a date, I think, well, that's it. I'm not getting laid. It's over. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so since it's already over, I could be as honest as I want and do whatever the fuck I want. Right?
I love how for you the end game is getting laid. You know what I mean? It's not like I want
to go out and what else would it be?
But I'm still naive in some ways.
Yeah, like, oh, right, because we could have still had a meaningful conversation.
No, not the I'm not talking about the remainder of that date. Like, I'm thinking long term, like, are they going to go out on another date? And it's unlikely that a guy's. Look, if a girl goes into a man's bathroom and just lets it rip, right? Like just destroys that place. It's unlikely he's gonna ask her out again. It just is. Unless she's
not
like
really
a smoke show.
Yeah,
as you guys would like to say.
I think as us Haas would like to say. Yeah. Anyway, no, I wouldn't care about that.
No.
No, as long as you're attractive, back when I was single, as long as you were attractive and willing to have sex with me, we got a deal. Okay.
Wow.
So keeping it real, brother. Okay. So that's how I would have dealt with it. All right, we gotta go da 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 da. And what I meant, of course, is in 40 minutes from now, Aggressive Progressive is starting. I gotta get home and watch it from there. Okay. You could double thing. You could watch it online while you're watching football
sure
on TV.
You're gonna be doing that. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's see what happens. All right. Much love. We'll see you guys tomorrow.